AP News, I'm Kaya Fujwani. A federal judge in Seattle has paused President Donald Trump's executive order, halting federal support for gender-affirming care for transgender youth under 19. Ukraine's president is laying out what he wants before any talks on ending the war with Russia.
Meeting in Munich with Vice President J.D. Vance, Volodymyr Zelensky says he's looking forward to working out how to stop the war.
Really, we want peace very much, but we need real security guarantees.
That came shortly after Zelensky said he'll only agree to meet in person with Russian leader Vladimir Putin after a common peace plan is negotiated with President Trump. Zelensky says the president's assured him Putin wants peace too.
I hope that you will pressure him because I don't trust him.
The president has upended 3 years of U.S. backing for Ukraine, suggesting Kyiv will not join NATO and will likely have to cede territory Russia has seized the past 11 years. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
AP correspondent Tricia Thomas reports on the health of Pope Francis.
I am here at Gemelli Hospital in Rome, where Pope Francis has just been admitted for some checkups. The Pope had several audiences this morning at the Vatican, after which he was taken in a car to the hospital here. He's been suffering from bronchitis for the past few days. They canceled a couple of days of appointments in the Vatican last week and moved them inside his Santa Marta residence.
Philadelphia is celebrating its Super Bowl win. Eagles fan Michael Downing says he arrived on the Super Bowl parade route late last night.
The reason we're here is because no one likes us! No one likes us! No one likes us! It's them. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
This is AP News. Jeff Bezos' rocket company, Blue Origin, is cutting a tenth of its jobs.
Just last week, Jeff Bezos' rocket company, Blue Origin, launched and landed one of its new Shepard rockets in Van Horn, Texas. It was helping NASA, which wanted to test equipment on short space flights while mimicking lunar gravity.
Commanded to start, 2, 1.
But Blue Origin says it's grown too fast over the past few years and has been forced to lay off 10% of its workers. CEO Dave Limp told employees Thursday it was a tough decision, but that with growth came more bureaucracy and less focus than we needed. In addition to launching its new Shepard rockets from Texas, it launches its larger New Glenn rockets from Florida. Blue Origin did not disclose how many jobs are 10% of its workforce. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.